got sunshine on the way today. It's going to be sunny and warm, actually sunny and downright hot today. And I know certainly in the northern part of the province, they would love nothing better than calm, cloudy, and a nice steady downpour of rain for about 3 days to give them a bit of a leg up on some of the fires that are burning up there. We'll continue to talk and keep you up to date on that. And by the way, we welcome texts at any time on wildfires. We're worried about people in the province that are dealing with this issue, homes and properties. It's a tragic situation. There's a lot of people that are worried. Evacuation notices are being given, some communities on pre-alert, so please feel free to share any updates with us. Our phone and text line is always open for you at 1-877-332-8255. It's an important way to keep this important dialogue going. We've got a busy show today. We've got, of course, in light of the fact that the throne speech was given yesterday, King Charles in Canada to do that, we've got a House Leader for the Conservative Party of Canada, Andrew Scheer, dropping by a little bit later to give us his thoughts on the throne speech. I've got a Saskatchewan lawyer on the show today that was instrumental in developing mental health court in the province. Why was this a vision for Drew Hitchcock, and what purpose does it serve in the province? We'll have that conversation. It's our regular check-in with the Regina Police Service. We've got Acting Chief Laura Lee Davies joining me in studio today, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, open lines, and a whole lot more. Let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, it's no secret, following the federal election, there was some upset, some worry and frustration about what things have been like for people in the West and here in Saskatchewan over the last number of years with the Liberal government. Now a Liberal government back in power. Does this mean it's a continuation of the frustrations that we've seen? It's a worry that is enough of a worry for some people that we are hearing talks of separation. This whole Western alienation has become a discussion on Western separation. Now, it's a lot louder conversation in Alberta than it is in Saskatchewan, but in Saskatchewan, and we talked about this last week on the show, there's a group called Unified Grassroots that has organized a series of town halls across the province and talking with people about the possibility of separation. They've gathered a few thousand, I think they're at 4,000 signatures, and they're hoping to spark a wider debate. This is, again, it's about how people are feeling in the prairies, people feeling forgotten by Ottawa. A lot of it's got to do with energy and agriculture. Well, we are hearing different leaders speak out about this in various different ways. Saskatchewan's NDP leader, Carla Beck, has taken a very firm stance on separation generally and has been critical of the premier for not taking a firm enough stance. And we welcome Carla Beck. She is on phone this morning from, I believe, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Ms. Beck, thank you so much for taking the call.
Thanks, Evan. Yes, I'm joining from PA, and just wanted to say off the top, as you'd mentioned, a lot of people who are being evacuated and on alert right now, we're just thinking of all of those people, and I know it's not forecast, but hoping for a good 2 or 3 days soaking rain and no wind to bring some relief.
Yeah, for sure. I'm assuming you've been up there for meetings, but you've talked to lots of people. What is the feeling? Is it a real unsettled feeling for people in the area, worried about homes, worried about neighbors and properties?
Yeah, people are scared. I know the hotel that we're in right now, there are people who were here who got word that they had already lost their homes, for example, and obviously that's just devastating. More people on high alert, and a lot of people just looking to the sky, looking to the northeast here, and hearing about fires merging and encroaching on communities like Sandy Bay and Candle Lake, Pelican Narrows. It's a scary time, and we really hope the weather cooperates. I know I've talked to some people here in the hotel who are in from Quebec here to help fight fires. I hope that Mother Nature helps out, and in the meantime, we've got to take care of each other.
Carla Beck is my guest, leader of the Saskatchewan NDP. So there's been growing talk of the notion of Saskatchewan separation. I've said this on the air many times. I'll say it again. It's not going to happen. I'm not a person that supports it. I don't want to go in that direction. I know many people are saying the same thing, but nonetheless, it is a discussion that is happening. What's your response generally to this?
Well, first of all, I acknowledge that there has been a lot of frustration. These frustrations, certainly in the West, go back many years. There were a lot of frustrations, in particular with the Trudeau government, frustrations that I share about decisions being made in Ottawa without input from those on the prairies, and sometimes with devastating impact to industry and jobs here in this province. So I certainly acknowledge the frustration is real, and there are real reasons for that. My concern is right now, given what we've seen south of the border, the threats to our economy, to our very sovereignty, we have right now in this country both the biggest threat we've seen since World War II, but also the biggest moment of consensus that I certainly have seen in my lifetime. And we need to be putting our energy into actually delivering. I think this period right now is critical for governments at all levels to show that we've heeded the wake-up call. We know that we need to build critical infrastructure, pipelines, power lines, rail lines, to get this country working in a way that is going to set us up for success into the future. And that has to include benefit for the West in all areas, all provinces in this country. The problem is when we take that frustration and that energy and put it into talk of separation, it doesn't even have to come to a vote. It doesn't even have to come to, a vote in favor of separation. Just the talk, the uncertainty, sends exactly the wrong signals at a critical time. We're seeing this already in Alberta, where we've got the CEO of ATCO talking about, the talk of separation in that province has really put on hold a major hydrogen project, investment from Korea, from Japan. We don't want to see that here. The frustration is real. People want to see jobs, so we shouldn't be going down a path that is going to cost us jobs and cost us investment. Let's put our energy into holding feet to the fire, getting things done. There seems to be a signal that there's a willingness to do that. This is a time to make that promise good, and it's the wrong time to be looking at separation.
Carla Beck is my guest, leader of the Saskatchewan NDP. So I know you had brought forward, you introduced a piece of legislation called Keep Saskatchewan in Canada Act. Didn't go forward, didn't get support from the SAS party. What were you hoping to accomplish with that?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple bill, really. In response to the threat, in response to some of the things that we've heard, talking to industry players out in Calgary, across this province in Manitoba, the need for stable signals to be signaling not only to people in Canada and people here at home, but investors who are looking to invest in this country, that we are not going down the road of separatism, or at the very least, we're not going to make it easier, as Danielle Smith did. The bill would exclude the government from initiating a referendum on separation, and it would increase the threshold only on this issue, the issue of secession, from 15 to 30%, which I think sends a clear signal. This isn't about changing our provincial flower. This is about our place in this country.
So
I wanted to send a clear signal, and that's what the bill was about.
So let's talk about this a little further, because, you know, my thing on it is, and again, I'm absolutely resolute in my support of Saskatchewan staying in Canada, period. That's where it stands. I would never, ever entertain that. But is it a slippery slope, though? If you introduce a bill where we have a mechanism in Saskatchewan that wasn't lowered, this 15% threshold has been there now for a while, is it a slippery slope for government to dictate which topics you can talk about and signal and trigger a referendum versus ones that you might need a higher threshold? Is that butting up against the freedom of speech issue?
I think definitely not. Again, it is on this one issue, the issue of separating from the country, something that I will say plainly and very clearly I have no interest in. I'm a proud Canadian. I'm proud to have grown up in this province. I have no interest in that. I think that most people in this province have no interest in that. But the other thing is this. There are dire consequences to continuing to go down that road, continuing to talk about separation. People still have a voice. They can still sign the petition. They can still gather names. But what this sends is a clear signal to two signals. One, that talk of separation is not business as usual. This is not a referendum, again, as I said, on, you know, changing the plaid for the province or the provincial flower. But two, it sends a very important message at a critical time when we need to be building and attracting investment, showing stability, that it is not going to be easy to bring forward a question of secession from Canada. You know, I think this is a time for leaders at all levels to send clear signals of stability, that we are going to do everything we can to get these investments, to get these jobs off the ground, this critical infrastructure that, frankly, should have been built years ago, and that people can have their say, but leaders have to be speaking out, too, about what the consequences are of continuing to talk about separation and continuing to put energy into that division instead of delivering on the moment that's in front of us.
Carla Beck is my guest, leader of the Saskatchewan NDP. I know you've been critical of Premier Moe in your opinion, not coming out and being strong enough condemning this. I've had the Premier on the show, asked him the question. He has been very clear, saying he doesn't support separating. He understands what the feeling is and why people are frustrated, and basically says, and there's a process, and that's the referendum process. So I feel like you're both saying the same thing. You're just critical he's not saying it strong enough?
Exactly. You know, and I will say, you know, recently the Premier, when asked about this, said, you know, refusing to condemn those, not the people, but the process of putting energy and time into a referendum on separating from the country, that they were simply having a conversation about the future of this nation. Let's be clear about that. That is not what this conversation is. This is about having the province separate from Canada, and even further, being open to becoming the 51st state. I think it's important that leaders state clearly, one, and I'll say it here, I have no desire, no interest in seeing this province separate from Canada, and I certainly have absolutely no interest in becoming the 51st state. I think it's important for leaders. I understand that there will be people that disagree with me, but for leaders on this question to state clearly where they stand and also to talk clearly about what the consequences are of sending signals of instability at a time when we need to focus on building and attracting investment to this province.
Can I just ask, we've only got a minute and a half or so left, but I'd like to ask, the Premier wrote a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney outlining 10 things that he would like to see prioritized on behalf of the people of Saskatchewan. You also wrote letters to various federal ministers with some asks on behalf of Saskatchewan. Are those lists fairly in sync?
There certainly are a lot of the priorities that are in sync. Similar infrastructure needs, saying no to the federal carbon tax. But there are some things that are missing, I think, from Premier Moe's letters that we've included, because these are the things that we've been hearing from people in this province. One, to make good on that $10 a day childcare deal, to make sure that when we attract these jobs and we're building in this province, that people have affordable childcare so that they can take those jobs. Investments in healthcare, I think, are critically important, as we know, right across this province. I think another thing, and this came up today just outside the hotel, looking back at equalization, fixing that equalization formula, something that we've been calling for years as the provincial NDP. You know, there's talk about it, but it's conspicuously absent from Premier Moe's letter. We're still interested in fixing equalization as well.
So there's, you know, we're out of time, but I feel like there are, the province has asked to join Newfoundland's battle on the equalization payments. The Premier on this show said absolutely they will be signing on to the childcare deal. They've got some other work that they're trying to do, opening up spaces. So even though it's not in the letter, do you agree that there are acknowledgements by the province that they're wanting to deal with these?
Well, this is a government that's been in power for 18 years. I acknowledge perhaps that they're wanting to. It's the time to get it done. We are the last, one of the last provinces to sign on to that child care deal. This is the government that gave up a lawsuit when Stephen Harper became the Prime Minister of this country on equalization. So they may want to now. I'm going to hold them to account, and I know that the people of this province will as well. This is a time, again, and the Premier says this himself, this is not a time for talk. This is a time for action, and we're going to be held accountable for actions. I guarantee that I will continue to hold him accountable for actions and for delivering, and we'll continue to propose those things that we see that will benefit this province into the future.
All right. We're up against the clock here. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, Evan, thank you so much for the opportunity, and let's hope for that rain.
Carla Beck is the leader of the Saskatchewan NDP, speaking to us this morning live from Prince Albert. She is up there for meetings and touring some of the areas affected by the wildfires happening today. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.